I'm going to be talking about three things. First thing I'm going to talk about is the fastest way to ruin a good whale. And this is done routinely, so you'll know what to recognize when it happens. Production and marketing, you got to properly account for all these hydrocarbons that leaves the whale, particularly if you're commingling anything. And I'm going to talk about the dangers in that. And then the hidden danger that creates the biggest safety hazard in the oil patch. Okay, let's talk about the fastest and best way to ruin a whale, in case anybody wants to do this. Okay, this is a slice through the earth. On the right-hand side, you see the whale bore. The hole is the dash line. The casing inside the whale is a solid black line. And then in the annular space between the hole and the casing, you see cement. Okay, you see your gas interval and the perforations going through the casing and the cement to communicate the inside of the casing with the gas interval. Down at the bottom, you see a water interval. You want to stay away from that. The water interval is separated from the gas interval out in the reservoir by shale. Okay, now the little circle up there at the top is looking down in the well. You can see the outline of the hole and the dash. You can see the casing in the middle, the solid black circle, and then you see the cement. Okay. Now, with that in mind, you can see that that cement, that casing is right in the middle of the hole, and you got plenty of cement in the annular space such that there's no way that water can get into that gas interval. That's called zonal isolation.